It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am well. You know, Bill and I were talking about this earlier. We had that event over the weekend. You had an event too, and we'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to get some younger people to help.
Yeah. Next time. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Because we, you know, both of us, and along with Miles, and he's young, and Drake is young, but we were building stages, and then tearing down stages at midnight.
For the event. Like 10 6-year-olds.
We got this.
Like a Cub Scout pack.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
That would be great.
As really, a project.
Bill, that's great.
Bill, I'm giving you a dinger for effort.
That's great. There you go.
So we'll get a Cub Scout pack.
Yeah.
To come and build our stage.
I can help you find volunteers. That's what I do.
Well, let's talk.
It is what
let's see. Now that is the one area that we were slightly lacking in, and I know you had an event coming up, and it's one of those things that, you know, I know that we should do those things, right?
Right.
Because we do those things,
right?
And it was kind of like, well, I think we got this, right? No, we could have used one or two people on parking. Mm-hmm. And we could have used one or two people as runners.
Right.
You know,
so
we learned a lot.
Yes. So we will most definitely include you.
Thank you.
And have you come in and you can set up a tent and you can be on site.
But I will not crawl under a stage.
Well, you're out then.
Yeah, you're out. You're out.
Forget it.
You're out.
We'll go back to the Cub Scout idea.
I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they're small and they're nimble.
They can
underneath there. Yeah. It's totally fine.
A little claustrophobic.
Well, I mean, are all 6-year-olds claustrophobic?
No.
Anyway, we digress. This is not what we should be talking about. You have a guest.
I do.
But you also have a really, really big announcement. You hit a milestone with Share Greater Lynchburg, the platform. Tell us your big announcement.
Yeah, sure. We've been, you know, working for a while to add new nonprofit organizations as partners to the platform. And I have with us today our 175th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Member of the platform.
There should be confetti, shouldn't there?
We have Craveables here today. Taylor Perkins has founded and created this amazing organization that y'all are just going to love called Craveables. And I'm so thrilled that it's our 175th organization. And we're just here to talk about it and make sure that the community knows about it and can utilize the trailer, the ice cream trailer and the physical store that they have this summer. So without further ado, Taylor Perkins.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much and welcome to the program. I did not personally have a chance to try Craveables, but weren't you over at Arcade?
We were. It was our first trailer event. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The first trailer event, the Arcade Music Festival at the Arc of Central Virginia. And there's a little bit of serendipity there.
Yeah. It was for our first event, it could not have gone any better. And especially supporting the ARC, which is a day support for those with disabilities, and then having Craveables there. And they were just so great to us. And every customer was very supportive. And the feedback was, our ice cream's delicious.
That's fantastic.
We do have Homestead Creamery ice cream. So
Very good. Oh, that's okay. The best.
All right.
Yeah. I just gave my girls Homestead Creamery chocolate milk and vanilla milk this morning because they have SOLs today. And I was like, we're going to go for the good stuff.
If it couldn't get any better.
Yes. It just got better.
It just got better.
You know, you had me at ice cream.
Yes.
Now. I mean, come on.
I'm all in.
Well, Taylor, tell us about your organization and tell us about your mission. And let's learn all about this because it's not just the ice cream that's sweet.
Right.
The whole thing, the mission is sweet. So tell us about
that. Sure. So again, we're more than just an ice cream dessert shop. We employ those with intellectual disabilities, and this is through supported employment. And we also teach job skills as we go. So we have interns that are still in high school learning those job skills. And then once they exit, we have employees that are getting paid competitive wages. And we know that these individuals have so many abilities, but it can be harder for other businesses to support some of their needs. But at Craveables, we have support staff that are near them to help with whatever needs they may have.
That is fantastic. Now, your background is in what?
Special education. Yep. Okay. So I've been teaching for over 7 years in the high school adaptive curriculum.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how Craveables came about is I get a lot of my students in as ninth graders, and then they can be in the school program until they're 22.
Okay.
And then we focus on academics, daily living skills, but most importantly, what are they going to do after they leave high school?
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you're in the adaptive curriculum, it's a modified diploma. You're not going to go off to college. It's going to be, you know, no trade school. So you really look at what's going to be meaningful and fill their life after high school. And
wow.
So a job is what we focus on. And they build so many job skills while they're in high school. But the feedback from parents and some of my students once they left is they might get a job, but it doesn't last long because their employers, you know, they can't help meet those needs, or they don't even get a chance to get an interview to get the job. So we decided Craveables will not only employ them, but support them and show their amazing abilities to the world.
That is fantastic. Yeah. About how many folks have been through, I want to call it the program, but through the employment and through the mentorship and through the internships.
Yeah. Well, so we actually started fundraising last spring, and so we didn't get to employ until this past month. So,
okay.
But we have 23 Craveable staff members.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Which right now we have about 9 ABLE employees, and so they've exited high school and they're getting their first, a lot of them, most of them, it's their first paycheck here coming up.
Fantastic.
We have a handful of ABLE interns who are still in high school, but working on those resume skills. And then we have about 12 support staff, and those are both volunteer and paid positions.
Wow. That is fantastic. So now you're teaching now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be doing this full time.
I am. I'm sad to say that I'm leaving the classroom, but I'm not done teaching because my teaching is going to go right into Craveables and not only teach our ABLE employees, but teach the support staff on how to modify and accommodate and meet each individual's specific needs.
Okay. Well, the food trailer, the ice cream trailer, you're taking that out to different festivals and events and things like that. But you've got, what's the future for that? You've got some big news.
Yeah, so with our trailer, they're available for events and private parties. So we typically, we talked about the finances for the fees for it. Yeah, thank you. And especially for big events, we like to come there and just provide opportunity for our employees free for the events because we just want as many customers and to share our organization. But for private parties, we can be booked. We do $150 minimum, and then it depends on how many customers you have, but the fee typically starts from about there.
That's great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you're moving to a permanent location.
Yes.
You'll still do the food trailering.
Yep.
The trailer.
Yes, the ice cream trick. This is such a neat idea.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it.
This is brilliant. You're brilliant.
Thank you.
you're welcome. So that when will the permanent location and where will it be?
So it's on Lakeside Drive, across from Aldi's, 2608 Lakeside Drive to be exact. And our goal is we're looking at our grand opening for June 8th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And our hours for the summer are going to be Wednesday through Saturday, 1 to 9, and then Sunday, 2 to 7.
This is phenomenal.
That's
great.
We're so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations.
Thank you.
With this. And for someone, for anyone to just come up with an idea, follow their passion and follow their experience too, and bring that experience to bear. A lot of people say, oh yeah, I'm just going to open up a food truck and sell ice cream. Mm-hmm. No, you're actually utilizing all of your passion and skill.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Craveables if you go to the Share Greater Lynchburg platform, sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Click on there's a place that you can look up any of the 175 nonprofit organizations. Just type in Craveables, C-R-A-V-E-A-B-L-E-S, and that's fantastic.
Taylor, I can already think of
5 to 10 events that I'd love to get you connected to. What is the best way to, do we just go through the website?
Yes.
And, or through Share to the website, and then there's a form probably
our,
to fill
on our
out.
Homepage. Mm-hmm. There's a, it says like, book us here, inquire here. It's a picture of our trailer. And then from there, you just put the event date, how many people you think are coming, and more information, and then we'll reach back out to you to get it scheduled.
That's great. I can think this is so great at school events where students can see other students, and able students doing such cool things. So I'm really excited about.
Excited. We have about 6 events in the next few weeks. So
great. Great.
Super
fantastic.
Excited.
Well, you're going to be very, very busy. I can tell you
we
that.
Are. We are.
Because I'm already thinking.
For all your music festivals.
We're producing music festivals out at Three Roads. Mm-hmm. And we just had a big one this past Saturday. And it was such a nice day. We really could have used ice cream.
You could have. And who doesn't love ice cream, right?
Everybody loves ice cream.
Right.
And that particular brand, too. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. So we encourage you to, if you have a private event or if you have a big festival type event, to hook up with Craveables.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Megan.
Yes,
so
sir.
175 nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. It's
just
crawled along the bottom of the screen there. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And we have a bunch in the wings that are eager to get on. I've been a little distracted with the Lynchburg City Schools celebration of LCS Strings that we did this past weekend. Yeah. So I'm excited to kind of switch my brain over to share. But it was it was incredible. We had over 500 people, maybe 600, I don't know, show up to the Academy on Saturday night. And we had a beautiful night of about 20 alumni from Lynchburg City School Strings Program came back from all over the country to pay tribute to the program and Mrs. Ginger Paris teaching for 50 years. And it was just such a love fest, you know, it was just fest for violins and strings and cellos and Mrs. Paris and all the strings teachers. And we announced that we had set a goal, the foundation, with the help of Dr. Terry and Dr. Bob Brennan, started a fund called the Ginger Paris LCS Strings Fund to help endow funds that will support things like repairs on instruments and field trips and music stands and things that they always fall short on.
Sure.
And they're always scrapping together. And so we were able to set a goal for $100,000 as a committee. And we announced that night we raised $125,000.
Wow.
More has come in this weekend. So that will be invested. And every year, every fall in August, 5% of that will roll out to the LCS Education Foundation.
Tremendous.
In perpetuity forever. So we feel that we protected, you know, a great program that has been in place for over 50 years and, you know, made sure that it isn't to replace teacher salaries or anything like that. It's to replace the extras that sometimes get forgotten, and it'll be managed by the LCS Education Foundation. So it was just beautiful.
Who does an incredible job
as
well.
And it was gorgeous to work with Don Wise and Michelin Hall. And it was just a beautiful night of different institutions and community coming together. And we'll have the full feed of the entire, a professional rendering of it on the Lynchburg City Schools website soon. They're in final edits right now. So for those who missed it, can view it online.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with the foundation?
We're in our board and our committees are reviewing spring grants and the Century Fund application, which is our $100,000 grant. We also have scholarships that are being finalized now as we are getting ready to present those at student award celebrations. So all of that is closing up in the next month or so. And we should have announcements coming out in May and June for all of those spring activities. And I don't even know. I think we've got a few share. I've got, you know, some lunch and learns coming up. And we have the nonprofit summit with the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance coming up July 31st, I think. So more to come on all that. But we're getting ready for a great summer season of activities.
Visit Share Greater Lynchburg.
That's right.
And your social media.
All that information.
To find out all that information.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Well, each and every Tuesday, Megan joins us with a guest, and we really appreciate our partnership with Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And we thank Bill for continuing to just come in every Tuesday to talk about this great organization.
keeps me off the street.
and many, many other things too.
Yes, when he's thank not you,
when
Bill.
He, when he's not climbing underneath the stage.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the visit. And visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you want to be on the platform because you do want to be on the platform. This is my salesmanship coming in. Mm-hmm. You do want to be on the platform. It is absolutely positively free, and it connects anybody and everybody who is interested in finding out more about nonprofit organizations throughout our area. It is a one-stop shop to learn about all these different organizations, volunteer opportunities, even volunteer opportunities at the board level, all kinds of lunch and learns, all kinds of chances for you to improve your game in the nonprofit world. And that's what they do. And these things, most everything you do is free.
Right.
Absolutely free. And it's all part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Stay tuned.